Blog Talk Radio.
On the show in ages. How's everything going over here?
It's been so long. I mean, it's been months. And then, you know, we was on that long hiatus before I actually left. So it's kind of been like 6 or 7 months before I've actually, like, really, really been on the show. So it was really good to be back. Tell me, how's the show been doing? Like, how has everything been going now that you are the host of ABC Radio?
Well, it's been going great. I've been having some good guests on, and we've been having a good time. So the show's still going on. It was a great idea. We do have a lot of great artists out there that do love the support that we give them. So the show has been really doing good. It has.
Okay, so you haven't had any guests. Okay, you remember like a long time ago. I can't quite remember. But it was this one guy on here. And remember we used to have, remember Arthur D.V. Hint used to always listen to the shows.
Right.
He hasn't listened, he doesn't listen to them too much anymore because he hosts his own show now too, but he's always listening to the show. This one particular episode, it was this one guy that was like so boring and he talked in monotone the whole interview.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And like,
that.
He was cracking
yes.
jokes. And D.V. was cracking jokes in the chat room and we was laughing on air. You know, we was trying to be professional, but it was horrible. It was the worst interview ever. Have you had one of those?
No, you know, actually, I have not yet. I had one that was a little weird, I guess, like a little different, because this Arthur came on. He does, like, science fiction, like science fiction thriller. So it was, like, it was hard for me to kind of keep up with what he was meaning and talking about, because it was just, like, a genre that was out there that I wasn't used to. So that was a little strange for me, but I haven't had anyone as worse as that one. No.
Okay. Ooh, I can do no more of those. But okay, so of course we're going to reminisce a little bit. But it is a whole new year, you guys. It's 2012, and ABC Radio is still active. It's actually going into, like, its fourth year of existence, so that's really exciting. Launched back in 2008. And since 2009, we have been announcing the top three reads every year, which is considered our book for the year. We always come to the show and we announce them live and we ask some of the authors that were nominated or the winners to call into the show and hopefully we get to hear from them live. So we do have several different callers on the line now too, so hopefully we do get to hear from some of the authors that was nominated. But for those who don't quite understand, ABC reads two books a month. And throughout the year, that is 24 books. And so at the end of the very year, we take a vote and we do a competition of some sorts of asking our followers what was the most liked books. And that's when we announced the book of the year. And we just completed the voting process right before Christmas. And I have all the top three names and the winners right here in my possession. And I'm going to actually announce one in just a few minutes. But I'm really, really excited about announcing this, because I remember the last year when we did this and we announced this, and one of the winners was Larry Wilson. They called him the Pharaoh, the King of Erotica. And he was, like, so excited, and he had his parents and family and things call in. So, and he had really humbled me, and I was really, really happy that you know, we do something like this for authors, just to give them more recognition, you know, to show them what they're doing. So, without further ado, and also later on the show, we're going to talk about some future things that's going to be going on with ABC. So without further ado, Miss Anna Black, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can go ahead and announce, you know, who's our very first book of the year.
Okay, now, first, before I say that, I wanted to also address this question that I have, that I get, rather, from a lot of listeners or a lot of fans at AAMBC, they always ask, like, why my books are not nominated? Why Tamika's books are not nominated? You know, why your books are good? Why you never win anything from AAMBC? I want to just address that because we don't want nobody thinking it's fixed, for one. We don't want anybody to just think that we're doing things in our favor. So that's why you never see me and Tamika books have made Book of the Month, yes. But in the voting process, I don't we don't get into that because I never want anybody to think that, okay, my book won just because I'm the host of AA and BC, or Tamika book won because she's the founder. So that's why you never see our books in these competitions. Not because we don't think our books are great, but we want it to be fair so no one thinks that we're underhandedly doing things. That's one of the answer to that question.
Oh, yeah,
you
no,
get
I'm
that,
glad
Tamika?
I'm glad you addressed that because our books is hot, but that's stupid. Like, we giving our own stuff an award. That defeats the purpose. So, yeah, we're never going to be in the ballots ever.
Yeah, because I say even if we won fair and square, trust me, people wouldn't believe that. So that's why our books are never in the categories to be nominated. So without further ado, I'm going to move on and announce our first winner for tonight. Our first winner for tonight, and I hope she's on the line, and we're going to open up the lines in a little bit, is Tyrina Tolbert for Who's Got Skills 2. Now, that's our first winner. So,
yay! I'm going to be the audience. Yay! Okay.
So do you want to open up the lines really quick and see if she's on the line, or do you want to announce all our winners before we open up the line?
Oh, okay. Yeah, before we open up the lines, let's go ahead and announce the rest of the winners.
Okay.
So, again, everyone, that was Miss Tyrina D. Tolbert, if we're pronouncing her name wrong. And sweetheart, if I'm saying it wrong, please forgive me. I'm really bad at names. But for her book, Who's Got Skills 2, she was our book of the month throughout this year. And hopefully we'll get to meet her sometime in the future. And for those who don't know, some of the accolades that these winners get, of course, they get recognition from AMBC. And they get placed on our website for an entire year. And they also get consideration for being a featured author at the annual Baltimore Urban Book Festival, which is held every May in Baltimore, Maryland. I am the co-founder of that book festival, so I hold a lot of power in who gets featured and who doesn't get featured, along with Arthur Chris Hicks, and along with Arthur and publisher Nicola Mitchell as well. So I thought I would add that in there to see. So yeah, you know, give these artists who are obviously was liked throughout AMBC to get them the opportunity to also be featured and get seen in person. So if you want to know more information about the Baltimore Urban Book Festival, you simply go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com or simply Google Baltimore Urban Book Festival. It's pretty simple. And then it's going to be on May 6th of this year. So hopefully a lot of you artists can register and come out, and a lot of you readers can definitely come on out and meet a lot of different artists that you've always wanted to meet. So our next book of the year is going to go to Miss Terry D. for her book, Yesterday's Lives. And I was not surprised that Miss Terry D. Actually was taking home this title, because she got a lot of votes. And her book has been highly promoted and seen throughout the web. So I was really not surprised to see that she actually won. And we actually have Miss Terry D. on the line. So in the chat room, and I believe we have on the line as well. So we are going to be talking to her in just a moment. As a matter of fact, before we announce the very, very last winner, let's go ahead and I think we do have her on here. Let's go ahead and open up the lines and see if we can get her on. Tara, if you can hear me, say hello.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can.
You didn't hear me screaming, did you?
No, I didn't. What area code are you? 302, right?
No, I'm 717.
717, gotcha, because, yeah, you started talking when that one opened. I think 302 is someone else. I think I know who that is. But, Ms. Terry, go ahead. Let us know, what did you do this year for you to be recognized like that and for, for you to actually get this recognition? What do you feel that you did right this year?
I'm still in shock. I was everywhere. I mean, one of the things I did, the book was released on March 30th, but even before that, I was out there. I mean, I traveled all over the country promoting my book. Books everywhere that I was allowed to go, I was there. So that's one of the things that that I did.
Gosh. And I can't remember which month you were, our book of the month. But I do know that your cover along did get a lot of – you got a lot of hits for our website. That was a really good month for ANBC, and I know, and I see that a lot of people are really receptive to your book. Tell us, what do you have coming out next? What's coming up for you?
Actually, the sequel to Yesterday's Lies is called Today's Truth, and it's finished. It's currently being edited, so it'll be out in the spring of this year.
Gotcha. Well,
oh, God, I
got
to get used to saying this year.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Next year, because it is 2012 now. Wow.
Right. And you know what, Ann, just now Ann was stating a really, really important question to me via chat. She was asking, what categories are we announcing? And I've been getting a lot of questions about the AAMBC Literary Awards. This show is specifically for AAMBC's announcing the Book of the Years from our books that we read throughout the course of the year. This is not the AAMBC Literary Awards. This is just announcing the Book of the Year. The AAMBC Literary Awards nomination process is going to start later on this month, and then we're going to be announcing the actual winners at the Baltimore Urban Book Festival in May. So the nomination process will be coming up for the annual AAMBC Literary Awards, and if you do want to get nominated or if you want to see the categories, please go to aambcvoting.blogspot.com. Again, aambcvoting.blogspot.com. And Anna's telling me, oh, I get it now. Yeah, so a lot of people are confused. I did confuse people just a little bit. But with the Literary Awards, we had a category from AAMBC Author of the Year, Breakout Author of the Year, Indie Bookstore, Book Club of the Year, Magazine of the Year, Publicist of the Year, the Indie Publisher of the Year, Street Lit Writer, Reviewer, Poet, Male Author, Romance Author, Female Author, Reader's Choice, and then finally, the Urban Book of the Year. And we're also going to try to put together a scholarship fund. We've been trying to do that for the last couple of years. So I'm not going to speak on that too much. So hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to do that. But if you want to find out more information about the AAMBC Literary Awards, I'm going to post in the chat room now, and I'm also going to tweet it out. But go to aambcvoting.blogspot.com and you'll be able to get all the information. Again, Ms. Terry D, thank you for calling in. Congratulations. And I look forward to seeing all that you plan to do this year in 2012. Do it big.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And you are going to hang on the line if you want to finish hanging out with us.
Right.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
All righty. Just making sure.
Okay, Ms. Anna, before we do announce the last categories, is there anything that you wanted to say or announce, or did you want to speak to the other guests? Because after that, I know folks will be trying to hang up.
Well, we can, since we went ahead and spoke to Terry, we can open up the lines and see really quick, do we have our other one on the line? You want to see if Tyrena is on the line? I hope I pronounced that girl name right. I don't want to say her name wrong.
Me either.
So before we announce the final winner, we want
am I opening up the line? I thought she was going to do it. I'm sorry. Is
Tyrena
on the
line?
We have a caller. Is Tyrena on the line?
Yeah.
What area code are you
from? Hello?
Is your area code so we can know which lines are closed?
I'm going to say it again. Is Tyrena on the line?
I am. I'm here.
What is your area code?
646.
Gotcha. Okay. I think we got her now. Miss Tyrena, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So this is really, really cool.
Tell us, Ben, and this is actually part two to Who's Got Skills. Tell us as far as the process of you putting out your book and how you got this recognition.
Well, I remember when Tamika, before she actually had AAMBC and all of the resources, so I was one of those people calling in even back when and, kind of following her. So some of the processes that I learned and I always recommend to other authors is through the resource page, and basically just a lot of homework. I had some lessons learned that I had to come away with the first book, and fortunately a lot of people waited patiently and the readers kept me motivated for me to put out the second book.
Wow. Do you feel, was you surprised that you won? Or, I mean, what was your first initial thought?
I am really shocked because, you know, again, I just figured I had a 50-50 shot. You know, it's like a lottery. You got to be in it to win it. So, again, I really have a lot of friends who have been trying to get the book and read the book and realize what it is that I'm trying to do, and they were very supportive of just me trying to, you know, get more recognition. And there's still a lot more work to do. I don't have to tell any of the authors on the line. It never stops. You know, it's
right.
constant. And you're only as good as the last thing that you put out, you know. So you got it's constant. So I'm still at work. I'm still have a lot of work to do. I'm not even anywhere near where I should be.
So what are you planning on doing this year? What's going on with you in 2012?
2012, I'm going to have to really do a revamp of things. And it's because I work a regular job, so trying to manage both and being a publisher on my own book and still wanting to write, it's not effective. So I have to get a street team. I have to, you know, been trying to put together a nice template to have some people to kind of help me on my dream and get out there and book sign. You know, the military bases, my military family really supports me. The motorcycle community, they really support me. I'm in the middle of writing two books now. I'm not angry. I just need a nap, which is going in a whole nother direction altogether, but something I think all women can definitely relate to. And my next fiction book, probably, hopefully, you know, next year, at the end of next year, Tamika, I see that you get it in writing. I'm like, ugh. I said, I wish I could have as much time to be able to do it. So you're forced to be reckoned, you know, with. So I definitely respect your hustle from what you've been doing from when you started till now. I have to say that to you.
Well, I appreciate it. But let me make a confession. I did not, until maybe like 3 weeks ago. And now I'm 25,000 words into my current manuscript.
Because you weren't writing. And I used to get on to you about that.
I didn't write a book for maybe like 6 or 7 months because I was like so busy doing other stuff. So that's my confession. Like, I get out there and hustle, but sometimes I don't have enough time to write. And so now I'm finding myself having to force myself to write every day, and it's actually working. Like, I'm going to finish a book more likely within 6 weeks. So that's my confession. You know, it was like over 6 months. I did not write anything. But I appreciate it.
Again, but we all got to stick together. I think as authors, we all quietly push each other one way or another, you know, and that's the thing that we should be doing. So I'm writing on backs of pieces of paper, on the computer, you know, just anywhere I can to get it out.
I need to ask a question for really quick. Now, you just mentioned that you're working on two books at the same time. How do you do that? I mean, I have to focus on one story at a time. How are you working on more than one story?
I have a whiteboard in my room, in my computer room, and I write a diagram out of things and thoughts. And so what happens is sometimes that when I'm working on one book, I don't want to work on that book. Something for the other book may catch my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to that one, and it actually frees me up to now go back to the other one, you know. And then I also write out of order. So I might write the last chapter or the middle of the book before the front of the book. And then kind
wow.
of write. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So because there's certain things that I just have in my mindset. But what I realize is that the diagram, it's like a flow chart on mind mapping. If it doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
characters let me know what they want to do. If it doesn't work, I have to go in a different direction. But that whiteboard kind of helps keep me focused on what I should be doing, and the characters are letting me know, hey, we don't like what you're doing. We see it, but we don't want it. So I just it's a do-over. So it's always evolving, always changing.
Well, I'm doing worse than her because I'm actually writing on three different books and about to add on the fourth one. And it's going back and forth. So I don't ask me how I do it. I just do it. It's not easy. But when you have a lot of things you got to get done and, like, you know, you have to do what you got to do. So, Tyrene, I totally get it. I totally understand where you're coming from. And two books, I wish I was at two books right now because it's ridiculous. But I definitely wish you all the best this year and in the future. And just keep writing. And I'm really excited for you. And we'll be in talks after this because I'm going to need some information from you.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. I can't wait to announce this to the Facebook family, so I'm going to wait for further instructions from you first before I go blurting it out to make sure
I bet
no,
Terry didn't even wait.
You won. It's already done.
I go on her Facebook page. She done probably already posted it. You can go and post it if you want. Because I got Terry probably done went online. She didn't already post it. So, yeah, you can go ahead and post it because I may be a little bit slow. But, yeah, I'm going to be in touch with you and all the other winners to get more information from you and make sure that we blast it out and promote you guys. And, yeah, I wish all you all the best in 2012 and beyond. So definitely best of luck to you.
Well, thank you. I have one more question. So I was one of the winners of Book of the Year. I just want to make sure it's registered.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, very cool. Okay, I just want to make sure I heard. I want to make sure that I wasn't having selective listening. Okay. I'm
right. Yes, ma'am. Everyone, this was a. Were we saying your name right? Tamina Tobin?
Yeah, you did good. I was like, all right, she got it.
All
you
right,
said,
all
yeah,
right.
You did. You said it good. You said it right. I was like, good, she got it. Yep. And most people call me Ty, so you're more than welcome to call me Ty.
Okay, so you're in the chat room too then.
I'm in the chat room, yes I am.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, Miss Irene, I really appreciate you calling in and allowing us to talk to you this evening, and congratulations on winning Book of the Year. And we're going to go ahead and move on to our last announcement. Our last announcement for Book of the Year this year. She's going to be so upset with me. It's quite interesting. But the last Book of the Year goes to this author, and I've read her books. I've read a lot of her books. And it's pretty darn great. And I'm actually co-writing a book with her. It's going to be coming out this year. She actually had a lot of votes, and I was like, dang, she winning. But oh well. Twisted by Nicola Mitchell.
Hey, Nicola.
It's our last Book of the Year. And I, you know what, I already unmute her phone, so hopefully she said something smart and then got put on the air. Hello, Nicola, if you can hear me, say hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Anna.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
How are you? Yeah, I'm mad at her.
Yeah, like, yeah, wait a minute. Let me unmute, let's remute. Okay. And scene. And the winner is Nicola Mitchell, the author of Twisted. Nicola, are you on the line?
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
Hi, Anna. Congratulations.
How are you ladies doing?
I'm excellent. A little cold right now, But I'm excellent. You know, of course, for the people that don't know, Nicola and I are really close, and she was bugging me. I'm going to tell it. She was bugging me, you know, to ask, you know, did she win? And, of course, I was going to tell her no, but no, you have to learn with all the other guests. So, no, she did not get special treatment at all. And when I saw that she was winning, I'm like, gosh darn it, the shreds, but oh well. Congratulations, Nicola. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Nicola, you won the inside track, huh?
Yes, you did. I'm putting it out there.
I was like,
you know, Nicola, I didn't even know. I didn't even know any of the winners until we actually came online. So Tamika didn't even tell me.
Yeah,
so
but
we're in the chat because we go back and forth with the show. But she only even told me one. She didn't even tell me everybody.
They didn't.
Okay, then I won't feel bad. But I was just asking, because, you know, there's a couple of some NCMs that got nominated. And I was like, okay, well, I want to let them know to call in. And she was like, well, just have them call in anyway. She was just like, so mean. I'm like, wow, okay.
Excuse me? Tamika mean? I can't believe it.
But I
she's not
very
mean,
honored.
Nicola. She's just touched.
Yeah, that's the exact word. You right.
Well, before Nicola gets really hung up on, can you tell us, Nicola, what did you do this year for you to get this recognition?
I was on tour with you, you know.
You know what? That's right. I think I had something to do with this.
You know, I mean, I was just everywhere, writing constantly, just promoting. You know, I'm still not where I want to be. I thank God for this right now, but I'm still not where I want to be at. So this is just another honor to add, and it really was unexpected. I didn't think I was going to get it at all. So,
yeah, well, you got it. Congratulations, girl.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ladies. So, Miss Ann, how you liking having the show by yourself?
Oh, God.
You are.
I like it sometimes because sometimes I don't have to worry about if it's a question that needs to be asked I didn't ask because Tamika would send me a message saying ask this, ask that.
Hey, so don't be giving away all our tips now.
No. So that's how we work, honestly, because if it's my turn to ask a question and it's a question that Tamika want to ask, she's like, well, ask this first. So it's like it flows a little different because I don't have to wait for us to piggyback off each other. But then I miss her a lot because sometimes I'm running out of stuff to say or if I don't think about everything, Tamika, when she's there, she usually be there to back me up. So it has the pros and cons. The pro is, you know, I can just go ahead and finish it and get out the way. But the con is sometimes I can't flow that well, and when Tamika was on with me, we flow well together. So I like it and I don't.
Oh, man, I've been getting all emotional. So don't be trying to suck me to come back. I have so many things to do. For those who don't understand why I did leave ABC Radio, it's because my plate was full. I have so many different things that I was doing. And Ann had been hosting with me like almost 2 years now. And I was like, you know what? You got it. You good. You can go ahead and you can do the damn thing. But I do want to make plans to come back and bring back our panel discussions because when we used to do the panel discussions, they had helped so many up-and-coming writers, people that had questions, and we still have people that even go back to those old shows in the archives and listen to all the resources and information that was given out. So I really have to buckle down and really start doing our panel discussions again because that's, you know, that's the whole reason why we even brought on AMC Radio and AMC itself and its platform was to help and expose writers and give out information. So in the future, you know, and we'll have to talk about it, see when we can do the panel discussions once a month, you know, once every other month or whatever, and, you know, try to, you know, start that whole thing again. We haven't did it in so long, maybe like a year. So we'll see. We're working on it.
Panel discussions helped, and they gave a lot of authors or publishers an opportunity to express their point of views and their visions. And, you know, everybody can come together and bring a little something to the table, you know, because we have people that feel one way about this and another set of people that might feel another way. So those panel discussions really helped us to kind of see what other authors and other publishers thought about certain things. So I really do miss them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been thinking about it for months, and so it's just all about just getting, you know, just doing it. So we'll see. So maybe we'll take a poll, and we'll see, we'll ask the public if they want to bring back the panel discussion. I think that would be the best way to do it, and we'll see what we can do.
I don't think so. I think we should just do it anyway, because that's what we want to do.
Dang.
Right. I like
that.
Take charge.
Why can't we mute Nicholas' line already? Why is she slow?
All right, well, I will get off your line. Thank you.
Oh, I have a question for Nicholas.
Yes,
for Nicholas.
Yes, baby.
Because I understand that Twisted is the book that won this awesome award. This is something that we didn't ask too much with the other authors, and I want you to tell people what Twisted is because they need to know it's another installment to your previous work. So tell them what Twisted is and what number of the sequel is Twisted.
Okay, I have 3 full novels and 1 short story in an anthology, and all my stories are attached. They all go together. They're linked. So Twisted is the direct sequel, though, to my first book, Over and Over Again. And Over and Over Again, my main character, Deani, she finds her boyfriend in a compromising situation. She tries to go on and start a new relationship. And, you know, just like we all have in life, the drama between men and women. And she, you know, I ended it on a cliffhanger, and Twisted just wrapped up all the answers. So if you are one of my readers who've read Over and Over Again, Deani was, like, really covered and very sophisticated and conservative. She had long hair, and with Twisted, she came back with a vengeance. She cut her hair off. She's free. She looks naked on the cover, and she's, you know, she's just being herself. So it's just showing, like, that woman empowerment that we have when we go through all this stuff through life over and over again, and now everybody that's taking you through all your problems got you twisted. So that's the thing of the book.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and get out your website and see if we got Ms. Tyrina and Tara back on the line. We can get their websites too. But go ahead and give out your website and let us know where people can find your books and find you at.
Okay, my website is NICOLA, Nicola C. Mitchell.com. My other website is NCM Publishing, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, / Miss Nicola. I'm going to be in like 12 states this year, different cities. And I'm on tour with Tamika. We have a book coming out called He's My Favorite Mistake. I'm co-writing that with her. That's coming out in May. And we also have Son, Success Over Nonsense, and A Cold Peace. That's my latest book that's coming out. So it's going to be a good year. Thank you, ladies, for having me on the show.
Thank you, Ms. Nicola. Terry, we have Terry on the line. Can you give out your website, too?
Yes, my website is www.authorterryd, and Terry is T-E-R-R-I, terryd.com.
Now, Terry, tell the truth and shame the devil. You went and posted on Facebook as soon as you got the founding.
What'd you say?
You went and posted it on Facebook as soon as you got off the founding.
I will be. Yeah.
I knew it. That's why I told Tyrina. Gary, go ahead and post it. Tyrina already posted it.
So yeah, I think I posted it.
Where can readers get your books? Where can they purchase your books?
My books are available online on, you know, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and it's actually in Barnes and Noble stores as well, and some other independent bookstores. But Barnes and Noble just picked it up about a month ago.
Congratulations.
Ms. Terry. And Ms. Tyrina, can you give out your website too?
My website is www.brandchristinepublishing.com. And you can find me at Deja Vu Lounge in Harlem on 116th Street, at the Literary Joint in Forestville, Maryland, as well as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million. You can find a copy of it and get yourself a great read. Thanks again for the opportunity.
All right, ladies. We appreciate all the ladies and the winners that won this year. It was all ladies. That was our first year not having any male winners. So that is definitely a new accomplishment there. So congratulations to all the ladies that won. For those who are just now tuning in, we just announced our top three book of the year since ABC, which was Who Got Skills by Tyrina Tolbert, Miss Claire D for Yesterday's Lies, and Nicola Mitchell for Twisted. And as I stated earlier, we're going to be starting, you're going to see on Twitter and our Facebook pages and our Facebook groups, things like that, we're going to start the process for doing the nominations for the ABC Literary Awards. And so we're going to be doing a whole big campaign for it. It's going to be announced at the Boston Urban Book Festival like it was last year. We're also going to be hosting a Twitter party with the ABC Literary Awards on Twitter, meaning everybody who's on Twitter, who follow us on Twitter, we're going to start a conversation about it and start a trending topic, which is going to be Pound 2012 ABC Literary Awards. And we're going to announce the winners live on Twitter as they're announced at the Boston Urban Book Festival. So right now, so we have about 20 minutes, and so we're going to use the last couple of these minutes announcing or talking about what's going to be coming up with ABC. So before I do that, Anna, can you tell us some of the guests that's going to be coming on the show, if you have that on hand?
You can go ahead and get started. I can bring that up, because I do have my January is full. We are tapping into February. The first couple weeks in February are booked. We are working and going into the third week of February now, so we do have a lot of upcoming authors. But you can go ahead and get started while I open up my calendar, because I do have it handy. I just have to open it up. I don't know everybody by heart.
Gotcha. Okie dokie. So let me go and look at some of our announcements for ABC. We already have our books of the month that we're going to be reading already lined up, and it's already set on what's going to be read within the next couple months. All the way up until May. We're already booked into May. So I'm going to be putting out a list of the upcoming books that we're going to be reading so that for those who do read ahead of time and read fast can already know what's going to be the next book. Also, you can feel free to read our books, of course, that are on our virtual book tours. We have at least four books that are highlighted through our virtual book tour. So you go on our website at aambookclub.com. You'll be able to click on Winter Virtual Book Tours, and you can be able to see the list of books that we're reading and promoting. And also click on Book of the Month, you'll be able to see the books that we're currently reading right now. We've already started a new year, so we're already, continue on with reading our books and doing what we do. It never stops. I never stopped for the holidays. We just kept going, and everything was announced and promoted actually on New Year's Day. And so if you do follow the blog, you did get into your email too. Other announcements is, as I kept mentioning during the show, the Baltimore Urban Book Festival is coming May 6th. It is a sponsored event by AABC. We do announce our AABC Literary Awards there every year as well. So if you go to BaltimoreUrbanBookFestival.com, you'll be able to see all the authors that are going to be coming and attending. And you'll also be able to purchase your admission tickets, which is only $5. Or if you're an author, you can go ahead and book your table, which is only $160. It's really cheap. And more announcements are next month in February, we're going to be hosting the Books That Make You Go Ooh, which is our Valentine's Showcase. This is going into our third year. And we're going to be highlighting a lot of erotic and romance novels. We're also going to be doing like a special segment here on AABC Radio, asking a lot of interesting questions as we do every year here on the show, just pertaining to love, romance, and sex, going to be on the show. So make sure you look out for that as well. And I think that's all the announcements I can have right off the top of my head. But and if you have the list of some of your guests coming up, you can go ahead and announce that.
Yeah, I do. And before I get into that, I have a question. I want you to let our readers know how the AAMBC book drive went for December of 2011.
All right. Thank you. Oh, I forgot.
Welcome.
We raised over 200-something books, maybe like 210, so slightly over 200 books. And it went to two group homes. I ended up donating it to a nonprofit organization here called Safe Haven. And also I donate to a young teen's home. It's a home where young girls live there with their babies. They may be 13, from 13 to 18. And they had children, and they lived there with their children. And we donated books to them as well. We split it in half. So it was 100-something books that went to the Satan Homes and 100-something books that went to Safe Haven. And it was blended books from Wahida Clark and her young adult line, life-changing books in their young adult line, because we only collected children's books and young adult novels. And then, of course, a lot of blended books from individual authors that donated maybe one book or two books. We even had some people donate monetary money so we can go out and buy other books. We also had teddy bears as well that we donated to the Satan Homes because they had children. So it was really, really successful. That was the most amount of books I've ever collected for the AABC book drive, Holiday Book Drive. So that's my third year doing it. And I was really, really excited about it and really humbled about it. So the book drive went really, really well, and I'm excited to go into next year doing it. And hopefully next year I can even do a little bit more, maybe have an actual event, you know, around the book drive and things like that. So as the month of things progress, we'll be able to talk more about that too and see what we'll be able to do for next year's book drive. So it went really well. Thanks, Anne, for bringing that up. I forgot.
That is awesome. Now, that's why I brought it up. We want to make sure we mention that because, like you said, a lot of authors and a lot of people did support this year. So we wanted to recognize everybody and thank y'all for assisting AAMBC and to do such a wonderful thing, because books are the best gift to give, in my opinion. You know, reading is very important, and I do encourage that for these youngsters, because so caught up now on video games and YouTube and texting and all these things, and you know, they need to sit down and read a book, you know. So we are thankful and grateful for everybody that participated and helped out, and I'm glad it was a success for 2011. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and give us a highlight of what's coming up for this January. We'll be joined by tomorrow, first, the 3rd, we'll be joined by author Jamila Gomez. The 5th, we have Marques Lewis. The 10th, we have Kim Wilson and Tiffany Jones. The 12th, we have Luna Charles and Sandra Kajewski. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The 17th, we have Marcus Thompson and Frederick Spears. The 19th, Melissa A. Ricks and Tiffany Tolbert. And the 24th, we'll have Nikki Zimmerman. And coming into the month of February, that will be announced because we do have quite a few coming up in February as well. But we're pretty full for the month of January, so we're encouraging everybody to tune in. And if you are a listener, make sure you recommend the show to another friend. You know, let them get to tune in, too, and meet some of these new up-and-coming authors.
Oh, and for those who are authors and you want to be interviewed, make sure you contact Anna at annabc@gmail.com. Excuse me, that's annabc@gmail.com.
Right. I know, it's annabc@gmail.com.
Right. And I said Anna B.
Yeah, but I think you said Anna B at AAMBC.
Annabaanbc@gmail.com. And if you want to be on the website or if you want to be promoted through our virtual book tours or through Book of the Month, email me at aambookclub@gmail.com. Even if you can't remember Anna's email, you can always email me and I will direct you to Anna to get you an interview booked here on the radio show. And also, somebody else was just asking me again, talking about, so does this make me some of the winners? They want to say, so does this make me a nominee for the AAMBC Literary Awards? It does not. You're not a nominee for the AAMBC Literary Awards. This is not affiliated with the Literary Awards show. It's just through AAMBC's book list that we've read throughout the year. We take all the books that we read throughout the year, and we vote on the top three that we like the most throughout the year. And hence, here we go, our top three books of the year. If you go to our website, you'll see right now our 2011 Books of the Year are still up. That will go down probably tomorrow, and it will be replaced with our current winners of the Book of the Year. So if you are still confused about that, hey, by all means, email me, tweet me at Twitter at AAM Book Club, befriend us on AAMB, on Facebook, and we have two pages now. AAMBC has two pages because our pages have gotten full. So if you go on Facebook, just search AAMBC, you'll be able to find us somehow. But that's pretty much all the news and all the announcements that we have. I was really excited to be back tonight. Again, I'm going to be chopping up with Anne to see when we can start the panel discussions again. We're going to discuss editing. We're going to discuss marketing, agents, publicists, how to market your own book, how to handle these social networks, how to market on Twitter. There are so many different topics that we can discuss. I've just named maybe 6 months worth of panel discussions right there. So I'm really excited to try to get back on the show and do the panel discussion. So definitely look out for that, and I'm really excited to bring that back. Thank you to all the guests that tuned in. Thank you, Anna, for allowing me to come back on the show. And that's pretty much it. And, is this on my sensitivity? Is that Ralph?
Is that Lettucey.
Oh.
That is Miss Lettucey.
All right, ooh, we
man with
song. But So in Love, who is that?
Who? Which one?
The song So in Love. What song is that?
So wait, hold on.
It's
So in Love.
Party.
Oh, that's Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton.
Okay, I guess food for you. Nah, let's end it with a party because we just had a party. So let's go ahead and end with a party and Anna will be back tomorrow night for AAMBC's Get to Know Me interviews. Thank you all for tuning in. Congratulations to all of our winners. Thank you, Anne, for having us. And,
all right. Good night, Tamika.
Good night.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girls you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. Go with love, I'll give it all away. Just don't tell nobody.
We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy. Sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di.
We like
friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag too. Ooh.